In love sometimes, sometimes it's wrong, and sometimes it's right. For every win, someone must fail. But there comes a point when we exhale, yeah, yeah. Say, sometimes you'll cry. Life never tells us the winds are wise. When you've got friends to wish you well, you'll find a point when you will exhale.
I'm watching. looks the way I stare. If they say why, goodbye. Instead of that, it's human nature.
Now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Still, I'll let it pass and hold my Well, a very good afternoon to you and you and you wherever you're tuning us from on this Sunday afternoon. It is the third Sunday. Yes. It is the third Sunday in the month of May. Well, it looks like May is a bit longer because it has round about 5 Sundays. Yes. I am your host, Abigail, on the crossover. That is from this hour right up until the hour of 6 o'clock, welcoming you. And I hope you are having a great Sunday afternoon, even though the weather in the city is really not giving. When I say the weather in the city is not really giving, because I don't really know what is going on with the weather. You know, yesterday I was talking to a friend of mine who stays the southern coastal side of the country. And, you know, he was like, it's very cold there. And I was like, I don't know what's happening with the weather in the capital, because sometimes it's a bit cool. Then sometimes it gets warm and then sometimes it gets cool. I honestly don't know. It honestly doesn't feel like winter is here. I don't know if other people have started to experience winter, but I haven't yet. I feel like it's that weather where we are in between, you know, the cold and the warmth. So I honestly don't know what's happening, but last night it was warm, very warm. Even mosquitoes found their way around, you know, trying to make noise here and there, but I had to sort them out fast. So that was also another sign as to how warm it was last night. But then today around midday there, I just saw clouds. It's kind of like cloudy outside. So now I don't know if that's the sign, but somebody was telling me that that is a sign that the coming week, it might be very, very cold, right? So I don't know, but usually what I used to say when it comes to cold weather, I usually link it to the rain. If the rain falls too much that year, that also means that people should anticipate cold weathers. But if the rain is not that much, the cold also doesn't come that much. So this is why I've even been saying that I don't think we will have, you know, that cold that we usually get scared in the capital, in Windhoek, in Commerce, compared to other regions. Because this year we really didn't get, you know, the rain like we usually get. No. We did not. So, and I think this is why the weather is also, you know, in between, because by now it was supposed to be very, very cold. By now I was supposed to be in, you know, socks and a jersey. But as I'm speaking to you right now, I don't have socks on my feet. I also don't have a jersey on. I just have like a top. It's unlike me, because I really don't like, cold weather. Well, irregardless of that, last Sunday we celebrated Mother's Day. For those who are listening, last Sunday, I actually did a blunder the other Sunday before Mother's Day, because I don't know where my head was. I ended up wishing my mother Happy Mother's Day on the wrong Sunday. So that was the Sunday before the Mother's Day Sunday. Now, after that Sunday, because I called her and I wished her Happy Mother's Day, and she was like, no, thank you. But that's what also shocked me, like, okay, so she didn't know as well when Mother's Day is or what. So after that Sunday, the following week now, that's when I saw the adverts of Mother's Day really, really, you know, coming out. I was like, isn't Mother's Day already gone? Then somebody had to tell me that, no, my girl, Mother's Day is the coming Sunday. So Mother's Day was on the 10th. and I wished my mother on the 3rd of May. Imagine. So yeah, last Sunday we did that. We celebrated Mother's Day with all the mothers, the sisters, the aunties, the guardians. What I said last Sunday is that you don't have to be a biological parent to be a parent. As long as you do play a role here and there of a parent as a mom, you also deserve, you know, to be wished happy Mother's Day. I don't have biological kids yet. I don't have kids yet, but I actually got, wishes, Mother's Day wishes. I shared with you guys that my young sister, called me a responsible aunt and wished me happy Mother's Day. I don't recall who else. Oh, my best friend as well, wished me happy Mother's Day and said I would make a great biological mom. So yeah, that was about last Sunday, and we really had a great playlist, in remembrance of that day, celebrating the mothers, you know. So yeah, it is, 20 past the hour 4. I don't know. Why is it so fast? I just started and it's already 20 past. Let me just thank Tadena Lavanda for keeping you guys company. That is from the hour of 1 right up until this hour where I do take over and be with you guys until the hour of 6. And of course, we do have a discussion for today. We do have a discussion for today, and we will get into that in a few minutes. I'd also just like to wish those born today a happy birthday. I don't think I saw anybody in my contacts who is celebrating their birthday today. Funny enough, seems like every day is somebody's birthday. Every day is somebody's birthday. But today I didn't happen to see anybody who is celebrating their birthday in my contacts. Well, regardless of that, I'll just like to wish you, wherever you are, a happy birthday, and I hope you do enjoy it. I know it's on a Sunday, but you can still enjoy your day, because remember that it only comes once in a year. So we will go for a break, and on the other side, we will come get into today's discussion. What are we talking about today on this, you know, I don't want to say mixed weather patterns or whatever it is, but yeah, in this weather. So don't go away. Don't change the dial. We are together here on the crossover on this Sunday afternoon.
Efiloshisho utalikulandula kona vewayuka. Ekwashili pale kolo marwendo paiwano kupitila mo NHB. O atupa teleko meshwe kwashili pale kolo afika mafio pedola emiliona omlongo da Namibia. Moshi yoshe tukeshe kuyanja omakwafo unamiti enashane filo shisholo pa ulumo mumbu. Kwa aboveli ponjeo shilongo, shijo shitopo rwasho ijo yetu, tashiningwa inapawe banando ishoshe layash. Opo umone ya kulolo polis mwule omenute disyonaelela, lishangifako nhp.com.na omanga ino ya morwendo. Ponjeo shilongo. E mangono malandula fano o dodino kulandurwa. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
The views and opinions expressed by our guests and callers are not those of Eagle FM and any of its staff.
Why pay more when you can pay less at USave Stores? Enjoy nutritious and delicious meals for the whole family. 2 kilograms of real good frozen mixed chicken portions for only $99.99. 5 kilograms of rice king, just $92.99. Save $7. 500 grams of U-brand 40% fat spread, just $14.99. 500 grams of right brand spaghetti, just $9.99. USave, where good food costs less.
The same. I guess it's
Gerald Levitt, Mr. Too Damn Good, bringing us at 27 past the hour of 4 o'clock. And of course, you just tuned in. You are listening to The Crossover right here on our talk radio station. And I am Abigail. We will be together right up until the hour of 6 o'clock this afternoon. So today we are going to talk about, are we too dependent on technology in 2026, right? Are we too dependent on technology in 2026? The reason why I think this particular topic popped up in my head, it's because I got an experience, or I've been experiencing this thing where you are around people, but then at the same time, they are not available, or it seems like they are not around you, right? And I think a lot of us have experienced this thing of you are sitting with people, but then it seems like those people, they are not there because they are hooked or busy on their smartphones. So this is also what brought upon this particular topic in terms of asking myself as to, are we too dependent on technology in 2026? You know, from smartphones, from AI, artificial intelligence, to online banking, you know, food delivery apps. People now don't even stand up, go to get something to eat. They just call, order, and then the meal is delivered on their doorstep. You know, GPS navigation and also social media. So technology has become a part of our daily routine. And many people now rely on digital tools for communication, for work, for entertainment, transport, shopping, and even relationships. But the bigger question is this. Has technology made life easier? Or are we losing important human skills, connections along the way? That is the question for today. That is the question for this discussion in terms of Have we lost touch with, you know, human skills? Have we lost touch with connections? Or has technology actually made life easier? Right? So if you have anything to say, maybe you agree on the side of technology has made life easier, you can come through and, you know, give your point of view in terms of why you see it that way. And if you see that, no, technology has actually led to us losing important human skills and also connections, you can also come through and give your point of view on that side of why do you say or why do you think technology has made us lose these important human skills and also connections. Because in all honesty, as much as, but one thing that I have learned in life is that everything has a good side, everything has a bad side, right? Everything has its benefits, everything has its disadvantages. So I tend to believe that technology is also like that. 50% positive, 50% negative. Because when you look at the whole aspect of technology in terms of easing our lives, you will understand that, okay, it is a good thing. But then when you also look at technology on how it has shifted, you know, things, you'll also see that, okay, probably it's not a good thing. So that is what we are discussing today. And we will look at different discussion points in terms of technology in our everyday life. How do we use technology in our everyday life? And what observations have we observed when it comes to technology in our everyday life? We will also look at social media and human interaction. And also we will look at artificial intelligence and jobs, right? Those are just a few of the things that we are going to discuss on this particular topic that has to do with, are we too dependent on technology in 2026 or not? You think it's okay? You think it's not okay? You can come through and share with me as well as the other listeners who are also listening wherever they are. So we are going to start off with looking at how much time do people spend on their devices daily. Like I gave that example of that, you know, nowadays, if you walk into a room where there's a couple number of people, you will immediately realize that these people, they are not even interacting to each other. Everyone is just looking down on their mobile, you know, doing whatever they think is better than having human interaction with those around them, which is actually very flabbergasting. Yeah, that's the correct word. So globally, the average person spends about 3 hours and 46 minutes to over 5 hours daily on their mobile devices. So this usage varies significantly by region and demographic, with younger demographics often pushing those daily averages past 7 to 9 hours, right? So when we look at global averages, people around the world spend roughly 3 hours and 46 minutes on mobile screens on a daily basis. So usually users check their devices anywhere from 58 to over 200 times in a day. Imagine. So you as a person, you as an individual, you are likely to be checking on your device between 58 to over 200 times in a day, right? So in United States, American adults average roughly 5 hours and 16 minutes on their phones daily, with a substantial portion of the population exceeding 7 hours. So in the UK, adults average 3 hours and 21 minutes on their mobile phones, which officially overtook the time spent watching traditional television. So demographics, when we talk about demographics, these are the Gen Z. So Gen Z reports the highest screen times, averaging around 9 hours a day across all digital devices, with heavy concentrations on mobile phones. So when we talk about regional variations, well, usage varies drastically by country. For example, citizens in the Philippines log some of the highest daily averages globally, while Japanese citizens often, average less than half of the global typical time. So if you look at the hours that we spend on our devices using technology, these are a lot of hours. And it's even worse for Gen Zs, because these ones, they were born into the technology era, you know, where things have advanced compared to some of us when things were just beginning, when things were starting. We still had other things to do, even though we would have an opportunity to get to use technology, but it's not the same as the Gen Zs. Gen Zs were born into this thing, and I think this is why even reports show that they are the highest when it comes to the average time they spend on digital devices. And also they have heavy concentrations on mobile phones or digital devices. So it's really a lot of time. It's really a lot of time. Now, if you look at it, is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? How much time people spend on their phones? Because other people work on their phones. They don't have to go to an office. They don't have to go to the, you know, to a workplace to go do their work. Their work is on their device, right? So it's a lot of time. It's really a lot of time when we look at technology in our everyday life. Even now, I'm using technology, right? So this is why I posed the question to you guys to ask, has it eased our life, or has it made our life shift from how our life it is supposed to be? So now we shift on to the next point, which is, can people still function comfortably without internet access? Can people function without internet access? This other day when I was scrolling on Instagram, and I came across a meme, and it spoke about how the person feels when they don't have internet connection. And I happened to resonate to that particular post, because in all honesty, it's difficult. Yes, we can function, but it's difficult because it requires a significant mindset shift, you know, and reverting to analog alternatives, right? It's very difficult, to be honest, when there is no internet connection, because nowadays we live in a world where a lot of things rely on internet connection. So if there's no internet connection, you will feel that there's a void, right? You will feel that there's a void, and this void cannot be filled unless the internet comes back. So people can still function without internet. Like I said, even though it requires a very significant mind shift to be able to revert, if there's no internet, revert to other alternatives in terms of what do you do if there is no internet. So while it is highly inconvenient, due to modern dependencies, for example, like banking, you know, banking now, when you have to go to the bank nowadays, it's very rare. I don't even remember when last did I go to the bank, for real. Every transactions that I do them on my smart device. There's no need for me to go to the bank at all. So it's very inconvenient, because also the times where we live in, they are just so dependent on internet. For example, banking, you know, it now requires internet connection. talking to people. We now rely on talking to people online because internet is more affordable than having to buy airtime for people like me. I don't buy airtime, you know. So when you have to adjust from an offline lifestyle, it's really difficult, but it's also a good thing, and we will get into the good things that is in a bit, right? And also, what happens when networks or systems are off? I don't think we have experienced systems going off in Namibia as of yet, but I've seen to other places. I think it was Tanzania somewhere last year. There was a time when their social media, I think everything was blocked, so communication was very difficult. And I remember a friend of mine has a friend who lives in Tanzania, and she was like, yo, it's very difficult there. So people really struggle. As much as technology makes us to become dependent, makes us to move away from our ways or the ways of the olden days, it also makes our life easier, right? I will make you understand as the conversation continues. I hope I'm not losing you. And also remember that I posed a question to you guys where you can come through and also just share with me, what do you think? Has technology made us become dependent? Has technology made life easier? What do you think? Because imagine if we had to go back to a time where we are not advanced as we are now. Imagine how it would be. Would you rather go back to that time, or would you rather stay and remain in this time and era because you see a difference in terms of life? Is it easier now, or was life easier back then and now it's hard? Or was life hard back then and now it's easier? It is 18 minutes to the hour of 5 o'clock. We are together. We still have a lot of time. We will go for a break, and we'll come continue shortly. Do not go anywhere.
Let you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know, a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Lipuranenge no wapumbwa eva tero ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite okoye ekukurile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa nune udo otukwetira o special getashia kengeshe faa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa ninge kwata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile konderewa nora etatu natu bali o etatu watatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Of course, and now we continue with our conversation. As I said, that it's very difficult, you know, to function or to be comfortable as a human being when internet is off. But like I said, it's also a good thing on the other side, because when the internet is off and you adjust to an offline lifestyle, it often leads to improved focus. It leads to, you know, better sleep. And also deeper in-person social interactions depending or when we compare it when there's internet. So when we talk about communication, instead of instant messaging, you can use other forms of communication, such as, you know, calling, right? Or deciding to meet up in person just to have these conversations, because many people choose to carry a basic, non-smart device so they can still be reached for emergencies without being tethered to constant notifications. You know, there are other people who actually choose not to utilize smart devices because they don't like the things that they have to consume on these devices. So they opt to get these small phones that don't even require internet, as long as when you look for them, you can easily find them or locate them. So yes, when internet is off, you can actually adapt to an offline routine. So this offline routine is actually a good thing because it really improves your communication in terms of you move away from using online or digital communication tools. You move back to other forms such as meeting. If you know that there's something you need to tell Abigail, you will make time, find Abigail, and go communicate this message to her. When we talk about information and news, you can use local news as sources. If the internet has to go off now, where do you think we are going to consume our news from, right? We are going back to our radio. We are going back to our televisions that still use the old style, the satellite style of delivering or disseminating information. So like I said, the internet can go off, but it is also a good thing, even though we might be limited to other things that require internet. But some things we can still get them without the internet. We have libraries. If I have to ask you now, when last were you at the library just to go look for a source of information? I'm sure you don't even recall. Why? Because now everything is available on the internet. So it's easy for you to access these things as long as you have internet. So when you don't have internet and you know very well that you have to do research, you need to get information, you have an assignment coming up, or whatever it is that requires you to get information, you will actually make time, go to a library and get this information. So that's also another good thing when the internet is off, right? I remember when I was still growing up, I grew up in a time where there was no... Was internet there? I'm trying to think now. Maybe it was, but it was mostly in workplaces. I think so. I'm not sure. I think I'm a millennial. Let me see. Yeah, I think I'm a millennial. Let me just quickly confirm with Uncle. But it should be, yes. But I should be a millennial. I'm old, right? Yes, I am a millennial, right? So as when we were growing up, if there's anybody who's a Gen Z, I'm a Gen X, right? So if you are a Gen Z and you can't relate to what I'm about to say now, it's okay. Because trust me, this time was there. So when I was growing up, we didn't have internet the way it is available now, you know, to kids, to toddlers, to babies and all that. It was not there. I remember we used to watch TV, and it's that TV where it was black and white. And sometimes you'd get showers when the TV is on, and sometimes the visuals will not be that clear. I think that's satellite. Yeah. So that is the time where I am coming from as a millennial. But when it comes to entertainment, what we used to do, it was so nice. And I remember I was even having this conversation with a friend of mine. I think it was 2 weeks ago. when we were saying that kids who are born nowadays, they are really missing out compared to how we lived and how we just used to do things for entertainment. These kids are really missing out because all they are consuming, it's just technological things, right? As we used to go, we would play house. That house would have parents, that house would have kids, and you go get food. I don't want to use the word steal, but it's food that we were never given, actually. We used to go and get food. You send each other, okay, you go get cooking oil, you go get salt, you go get maize meal, you go get meat, and then you bring together and you can cook and you can play. I don't think kids still do that nowadays. I honestly doubt it. So they are really missing out when it comes to entertainment as kids. And also adults, there were a lot of ways of entertaining themselves as adults. I'm not sure what they used to do because I was not yet an adult by then. But I'm sure it was a lot of things unlike now, where everything is just on the blue screen. All eyes on the blue screen. That's it. So, yeah, I know as much as it's difficult now to survive offline, it's really difficult. But you can survive when the internet is off. Because I feel like we are too reliant on technology. It is a good thing on the other side. And also when you look at it on the other side, because if internet has to go off now, instantly, boom, there's no internet right now. How are we going to survive? Very, very difficult. So yeah, that's about that on, can we still function comfortably without internet access? Or rather, can I ask you, can you still function comfortably without internet access? I think I can. I don't know about you, if you can. Now we move on to, you know, social media and human interaction. Social media and human interaction. Are people communicating more or are people connecting less on social media platforms? I feel like when social media started, people were communicating more, yes, on social media. But now I've realized that people don't communicate more on social media. I don't know why. Maybe because the world has become a global community. The world is no more how it used to be back in the years where somebody who is in America feels like they are very far, you know, when you are even interacting to this individual who is on another continent very far, it would feel like, oh, I'm communicating to somebody who is so far. But now if a person has to tell you, oh, I'm in the US, you don't even feel the distance between Namibia and the United States because the world has become a global community. So people are definitely communicating less on social media. And the reasons, I'm not sure why people are communicating a bit less, but trust me, people are definitely communicating less on social media and also connecting less. Now, social media is all about, you know, posting what people are up to, what did they do, what are they going to do. It's no more a thing of, okay, I have this particular thing and I'd like us to discuss. It's not happening anymore. It's happening less and less and less. So definitely people are communicating a bit less and they are also connecting a bit less. Because if you compare the social media of, I think maybe 2010 is a bit far. Yeah, maybe let me say, is it 2010 or 2012? Let me say maybe 2012. If you compare the social media of 2012 where people would discuss, have discussions, you know, it's totally, totally different from now where a person can go pause a discussion, but then the interaction is very, very less. Now, let's look at, has technology affected face-to-face conversations? Definitely. That example that I gave earlier on, it also applies to this point of, have people or has technology affected face-to-face conversations? Yes, it has. Like I said, walk into a room where there's a number of people and see how many are actually conversing. You know, how many people are having a conversation. You will understand the impact of technology on face-to-face conversations. So definitely, yes, the rise of digital and text-based communication has significantly altered face-to-face conversations, right? It has reduced the sheer volume of in-person interactions, shortened attention spans, and made reading essential. Nonverbal cues like body language and tone much harder during rare real-life meetups. So this is by Inside Out Development, who actually says that, yes, the rise of digital and text-based communication has significantly altered face-to-face conversation. So people don't communicate face-to-face anymore because of technology, right? So there has been a reduced word count. Studies show a measurable drop in daily human speech. Research tracking thousands of participants between 2005 and 2019 noted a decline of nearly 30% in the number of words people speak per day, heavily driven by the shift toward, messaging. Wow. So this is by the Jerusalem Post that says that there was a study that was done between 2005 and 2019. And this study noted a decline of about 30% in the number of words people speak in a day. And which is actually true. I don't even know how many words do I speak in a day. Wow. Yeah, this is, it's crazy. So also, when it comes to, loss of non-verbal cues, experts point out that over 90% of communication is conveyed through body language, you know, tone and, facial expressions, because, these are non-verbal cues, right? So relying on texting, it removes this essential data, which can lead to weakened empathy and more frequent misunderstandings. Have you realized that when you want to shout at somebody, because they are not there, now you must type it in a message. They are unlikely to hear you shouting in that text message, right? So this is what we talk about when we say there's now a loss of non-verbal cues. When it comes to how we communicate now due to technology, right? It has affected or altered our conversations, our face-to-face conversations, because now you're supposed to see how angry I am. You should see my face. You should see me shouting at you, you know, giving you facial expressions. But now because I have to type it and send a message, you can't see, you are not there. You are not really going to understand, oh, this person is actually very, very angry at me, right? So it has also decreased attention spans because people are accustomed to instant, highly stimulating feedback, you know, from social media. They can become easily bored during real-world conversations. So this often leads to the urge to check, you know, your smartphone during in-person interactions. You know, you are so used to now texting conversations or conversing on the phone. And when you sit with a person and try to have a conversation with that person, you get bored. While you are talking to that person, you keep looking on your smartphone because you are bored. And also this leads to social awkwardness. I have seen people who are so talkative on social media. I have. But when you meet them in person, you wonder to yourself as to, is this the same person? Is this the same person? Yes. So social awkwardness has also become something that is very real, right? Because the convenience of text-based messaging allows people to avoid the immediate vulnerability and discomfort of direct confrontation. However, relying on this habit can cause individuals to feel unnatural or awkward when they are forced to engage in real life. I have seen it. Most people who are so talkative on social media, trust and believe me, if you have to meet them in person, the first thing you're going to notice is the social awkwardness written all over their face. So the rise of digital and text-based communication has definitely impacted face-to-face conversations. People don't really sit and have conversations anymore. And I think we can all agree on this. So technology has affected face-to-face conversations. When last did you meet a friend or a relative or anybody, you know, just to go sit, have coffee, have whatever, and also have a conversation in the same setting? When last? People don't even meet up like they used to do back in the days. Like, oh, let's go meet for a beer and just chat. You know, it's been a while since I've seen you. People don't do that. As long as I send you a message and you respond, I'm like, oh, well, you are good. You are fine. So, yeah. It is a minute after the hour of 5 o'clock. While we continue with our conversations, let's take a break and we'll come continue on the other side. Well, here is Faggie. Yes, it's been a while since I've actually seen this woman. It's been a while. But here she is with Big Girls Don't Cry. Yes. Big Girls Don't Cry. Na, 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 na.
The smell of your skin lingers on me now. You're probably on your flight back to your hometown. I need some shelter of my own protection, baby. Be with myself and center. Clarity, peace, serenity. I must go alone. I must take the baby steps till I'm full grown. Full grown. Fairy tales don't always have a happy ending, do they? And I foresee the dark ahead if I stay.
Girl. side. I need to be with myself in center. Clarity, peace, serenity.
Now listening to The Crossover with Abigail. Each time you say goodbye,
enough of your love. Can't get enough of your love. Got this feeling deep inside me. There ain't nothing I can hide from you. I just love the way you love me. Do it to me one more time.
You are now listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
Nobody notice. And I was trapped in his house, lying to my mama. Thought it could get no worse as we maximized the trauma. Started to call them people on him. I was battered. He hit the window like it was me until it shattered. He pulled me out, he said, don't nobody love you but me. Not your mama, not your dad, and especially not me. He turned me against my sister. I missed you. Let's do this dirty laundry, this dirty laundry.
Well, it is 17 past the hour of 5 o'clock. That was Kelly Rowland on a song that is titled Dirty Laundry. Well, a very good afternoon to you on this Sunday afternoon. Yeah, I don't know how we got to say this time is afternoon, because in my region, this time is now evening. So as I asked a question earlier on, that is technology making life easier, or has technology made our life easier, or are we losing important human skills and connections because of technology? Because remember that we are so consumed with smartphones, we are so consumed with social media, so it seems like technology has become a part of our daily routine. So many people now rely on digital tools for communication, to do their work, to entertain themselves, you know, for transport, to do their shopping, even relationships. You know, people don't go on blind dates anymore. People just download an app and they start swiping. So when somebody likes you, something is going to tell you that, okay, there is a match. Then you decide if you meet or not. So technology has changed the way society operates. In 2026, many people wake up with alarms on their phones, right? They check messages immediately and also use apps to order transport and rely on artificial intelligence for answers and assistance throughout the day. So people don't have that trust. Is it trust? Yes, people don't have that trust to say, okay, if I'm going to sleep now at 10 o'clock at night, I'm likely to wake up at 6 or 6:30 in the morning. They set an alarm because they know that when the alarm goes off, they will wake up. And also this thing of checking our messages immediately. I remember there was a meme that was circulating a few years ago in terms of when you just wake up, you grab your phone and you start checking as to what is happening in the world when you are not even sure if you are still able to walk. That made me laugh. And I remember it somehow instilled a bit of fear because I felt like it was really hitting home. The shoe was fitting. So when I wake up, I'll start feeling my legs first. If I feel that, oh, they are still functioning, that's when I'll pick up the phone and check what's happening in the world. So businesses are becoming more automated. Our schools are increasingly digital. And governments are moving services online. So while this has improved efficiency, Some people believe society is becoming too dependent on technology to function normally. So supporters argue that technology saves time. Technology creates opportunities and connects the world faster than ever before. Without technology, many industries would struggle to operate effectively. So others argue that people are losing important life skills. Many people cannot memorize phone numbers. Oh, give me zero. Many people cannot memorize phone numbers. Many people cannot read maps. Give me zero. Or spend long periods offline. Some also believe technology is affecting attention spans, relationships, and also mental health. So the debate continues, right? Is technology controlling us, or are we still in control of how we use technology? Right? 0832888401. Even though I was speaking to somebody earlier before I came on air, and he was telling me that there is a soccer match. Yeah, there's a soccer match that is coming. I don't know what time it was going to start. I didn't ask, but I know when my people are glued on their screens watching football, watching soccer, they are not here, unfortunately. So I have a few questions to you guys, and they are as follows. Could you survive a full week without your smartphone? Has technology improved your life or created more pressure? Are children growing up too dependent on screens? For those who have kids, are children growing up too dependent on screens or not? Should there be limits on AI use in schools and workplaces? What is one thing technology has replaced in your daily life? You know, I saw a point where I read that people can't even memorize phone numbers now. I honestly can't. But I remember I was very, very good. Hey, I was very good at memorizing numbers because back then we had, how do you call them? Public telephones. I think in a short, it's a pub. Yeah, we had public telephones, right? Where you could go, you first buy a flexi-call card, and then you go there. You should have the number either written down on a piece of paper or memorize the number. Then you go, you call. And I remember there was this belief that call rates were cheaper at night. So if you wanted to make a call and speak a little bit longer, you had to go and call at night, like a bit later when it's dark, and then you are likely to last a bit longer on that phone call because phone calls were cheaper. And I think it was at night and Sunday. Yeah. Apparently Sunday phone calls rates were cheaper, and also at night rates were cheaper, right? So I'm sure a lot of people had to learn how to memorize numbers. Even me, I'm part of a lot of people. Because there were a lot of numbers that I knew back then that I cannot remember anymore. Apart from this one number of a childhood friend of mine. Because I also like to go on the public telephone and call her as well. Apparently sometimes she would just wake up to these random landline numbers and you know. So since I knew that number back then and she never changed her number up to now, I still know that number. But if you have to tell me now to memorize a cell phone number or a telephone number, apart from ours, yes, 0832888401. I think it's because I also say the number a lot on air. So it's somehow stuck on my brain. But if you have to ask me what is France's number, I don't know. I don't know. It's now difficult to memorize, you know, numbers. But as much as we are dependent on technology, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing. Like I said, we hardly meet up with people, friends, family members nowadays. It's all about instant messaging. We don't meet up to have face-to-face conversations or just gather and have a setting. We don't do that anymore. Nowadays, I'll only be concerned if I don't see your status. I'll like, okay, are you fine? These days you are not posting. But it's never a thing of, when can we meet? I'd like to meet you and all that. We don't do that anymore. So technology somehow is also taking away from that, you know, how should I put it? A natural skill, you know, of being able to converse with people face to face. It's now difficult. When people meet now, it becomes an awkward setup. Then you find people are just on their phones. They don't even want to look at other people in their eyes because it's awkward for them. They are so used to communicating with people digitally. It's now difficult to communicate face to face, right? But on the other hand, when you look at how technology has really made life easier, now if you are so busy with something and you want to buy something, you don't have to now take a bath, dress up, and then take a taxi all the way from Okahanja Park to town to Van Hill. No. If you have enough money to pay for a delivery fee, you buy, those things come and they get delivered to you. So it's convenience and also it saves time, even though other people will say it's creating laziness because now people don't want to cook because they know that there's dial a meal. Just dial a meal and a meal comes on your doorstep. So it is 28 past the hour of 5 o'clock. Now we look at technology on education and learning, right? So technology has definitely improved access to education. I remember back in the years, there was no such a thing as e-learning, online learning. Mm-mm. If you registered for distance learning, that means you have to find your way wherever you were needed to go get that education. So it was very difficult for me to be in Windhoek and register, for example, maybe at a school in Ongwediva or a school in Karoo region or a school in Zambezi. It was very difficult. But now because you have technology, it's now easy, you know, to access education because there is something that is now called online learning. You can learn remotely. You can submit your assignments remotely. You can write tests remotely. I'm not sure about examinations, how examinations, if they are still allowed on online learning, because I know at some point, I think it was 2021, when COVID was still extreme, we had to write examinations online. Yes, and it was not easy. A lot of people thought maybe it was going to be easy, but it was not easy at all. So technology has definitely improved access to education because education is not accessible in most, if all, areas, right? So now another question is that, are students becoming too dependent on AI tools for assignment? As much as other people would say that, yes, technology has, you know, devalued or made critical thinking and research skills a bit low, there are some students who actually don't use AI tools, you know, for their schoolwork or for their work things. I think I'm one of them. I don't even know when did I start hearing. I think I started hearing about AI. Was it 2022? When I started hearing about it, because there was a lecturer who gave an assignment and he was like, I will know if you use, you know, he mentioned that AI tool. And I didn't know what it was. And I asked, what was he talking about? And then another classmate explained to me, no, he was talking about because there are some learners who now use that AI tool to do their schoolwork. I was like, what? Really? But I am one of those students who still use my critical thinking, you know, do research, get the information, because if there's anything that is a requirement in university is to not plagiarize. So you need to credit your sources. You need to credit who or whose information did you put in your school work, right? So we cannot really say that students are becoming too dependent on AI tools. I think a study needs to be done to see if more students are now using AI tools for their assignment in other schoolwork or not. Right? So we move on to mental health and screen time. Let's go for a quick break. My throat is itching. I want to quickly scratch it like. I'll see you shortly. Let me quickly scratch my throat. Tune in every Sunday from the hour of 4 to the hour of 6 on the crossover with me, Abigail, a show where we dive into timely topics that shape our lives every Sunday when we start off a new week.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, I am back. I was scratching my throat. Sometimes I usually experience a very uncomfortable feeling when I drink cold stuff. I know very well that I'm not supposed to be drinking cold stuff, but you know, sometimes you feel like the body wants something cold, right? And in this moment, I'm talking about cold water, not other cold things. So I'm not supposed to be drinking anything cold, to be honest. Sometimes I think it's just the mind that fights the reality, because when I drink cold things, they lead to, you know, a sore throat. I also experience this thing where I have to constantly do, you know, and I can't do that on air. So we continue. I was saying about technology on our mental health. So it's technology on mental health as well as screen time. Because technology is somehow contributing, you know, to other people experiencing stress, other people experiencing anxiety, as well as loneliness. So when we talk about stress and anxiety, I would attribute this to a lot of people who go on social media with a heart or a belief of whatever I see on social media is real, right? And then they end up being stressed. They end up being anxious because they are watching 1 minute clips. They are watching pictures, perfect reels. And then they end up thinking, wow, I wish that was me. And guess what this leads to? It leads to stress. It leads to anxiety. Because I have said that we should stop fantasizing social media life. People on social media do not post their struggles. They don't share their struggles. Even if it was you, do you think you'd post yourself when you are looking like, I don't know how to, a hobo? I think so. If you look like a hobo, would you post yourself on social media? I don't think so. People don't post their problems. People don't post their downside. No. People post when they are in a good moment. And that's what you end up seeing. And you feel like, oh, my life is not that good. Oh, my life is boring. Then you end up stressing yourself. You end up having anxiety because of the things you see on social media, which are curated. Because these things, they are curated for you to see. That's it. Not for you to believe that that's the real life. And maybe your life is behind or your life is slacking. When we talk about loneliness, you find that there are people who don't associate with other people because of technology. They would rather be alone, playing games, playing TV games, PlayStation, you know, watching and all that. So at the end of the day, they are lonely, you know. So sometimes when they realize that they are lonely, it might be too late, to a point where they now feel a certain shame to try and connect or interact with others, right? So you find that there are also other people who are so addicted to social media notifications. It's like when the phone is sitting there, that person is just waiting for a notification. Instantly waiting, like they are just there. They are waiting for a notification because they want to feel a certain validation. All of these things are very unnecessary. And we have also spoken about digital balance here on the crossover. We have spoken about digital detox, where it's also very important that sometimes you just remove yourself from these things and then you take a break, you know, you release, you cleanse yourself, because constantly consuming things, digital things, may it be social media, may it be whatever it is, sometimes it's not healthy and it leads into very bad mental health state, right? Cutting out your screen time, digitally detoxing yourself, it's very important. I know back then I would question people who would tell me or who would let me know that, oh no, I deleted my WhatsApp for some time, but I will be back. I will be back after a while. I used to wonder like, but what would lead somebody, you know, to go that far, as far as deleting their WhatsApp? I didn't understand, you know, digital balance or digital detox until I started growing up a little bit more to actually realize and understand that, okay, other people actually require a digital balance or a digital detox from certain things, because maybe they have realized that, okay, this thing is really consuming me and I need to step back. And the only way I can step back is to delete it from my device in a time being. So that is very important. We need to learn how to balance our digital life versus our non-digital life. I usually give an example of why I'm not on TikTok. Too many times when people tell me or when people share me things from TikTok and I say, oh, I'm not on TikTok, and they would ask me, why are you not on TikTok? And I explain that I realized that it is an application that when you go on, you know, you might not realize how much time you are spending on it until you are off it. That's when you realize that, oh, wow, I was actually on that app 2 hours straight, you know. So I remember I had it, I think it was 2019. Yes, I got it 2019. But then I was forced to realize that there is so much things to consume. It's so instant. You know, things are instant. It's too much. And I realized that it might really drag me into a point where I don't want to be at, right? Consuming data for such a long time is not a good thing at all. So ever since I deleted it in 2019 up until now, I've been so disciplined. Yes, that's the correct word. I've been so disciplined to tell myself I am not going to go back on TikTok, right? I've had, I've heard instances where I felt like maybe I should try it, you know. There's a word I'm looking for, temptations. Yes, there are times when I'll be tempted to try and download the app and, you know, see what's happening. But then I was like, Abigail, you have come so far without being on this application, so you might as well just continue. Right now, Facebook is enough, Instagram is enough, and that's it. I don't even use X anymore. Nope, I don't. So digital balance is also very important, because I know I have control when I go on Instagram, when I go on Facebook. I know I will just be there a few minutes and then I'm out. Then maybe later I'll check again what's happening and then I'm out. Unlike on an application where I have to go and I'm there half an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, you're just there. Nope. So it is also very important to have a digital balance, or sometimes to detox when it comes to technology. So there are benefits of technology, that's for sure. As I said earlier on in the show, that everything has a pro, everything has a con, right? There's usually positivity, there's usually negativity in everything. And as all we know that in this time and era where we are, technology actually leads to faster communication and easier access to information, right? Now we don't have to struggle to go to certain libraries. You go to a library, they tell you, oh, we don't have that book. Then they check in with other libraries, and then just to find out that the only library that might have that book is also very far. Now you must make another trip to go find that book. Books are available online now, right? You can find books online, whether you are a secondary student, university student, an employee, you know, who deals with the research and getting information. You can get information easily now online, right? Books, everything, research papers, everything, they are easily accessible online. And it's also faster to communicate nowadays, right? So another benefit of technology is online businesses and also remote work opportunities. Like I said, that other people now just require having a smartphone or a smart device to do their work. They are no more required to go to an office or to go where to do their work. They comfortably do their work in the comfort of their homes, right? Technology has also come with improved healthcare and digital services, and also convenience in transport, banking, and shopping. Nowadays, you don't have to walk a long distance to go look for a ride to go wherever you want to go. Mm-mm. Where I am right now, just take out my smart device and I order a ride. In a few minutes, the ride is outside. The driver calls me. Hello, I'm outside. I'm your driver. So that is convenience, right? And also banking, like I said, we don't go in the banks now and queue up. Unless really whatever services you want, they are not available on online banking or on the app. That's probably when you would be required to go and queue up in the bank. But also, even if you go now at the bank, the queues are also not as long as how they used to be back then. Back in the days, our colleagues, when you go to the bank, that queue, crazy. I think the only thing that I've noticed now, people who queue up at other banks is at the ATM. And usually these are people who don't use that particular bank where they were sent the e-wallet, right? Because I use a certain bank and the person who sent me an electronic wallet also uses another bank. I cannot go withdraw at the bank. I cannot transfer the money into my bank account to probably go swipe. I have to go and queue up at that ATM. So mostly these are the people you might find queuing up for money at the ATMs because they were sent an electronic wallet while they don't use that bank. So it's convenience. And also shopping. You don't have to go to the mall now and buy stuff. You can just order your things and they come and get delivered at your doorstep. But there are also risks when you are depending so much of a dependency when it comes to technology. And these risks are loss of privacy and personal data. You know, when you lose your personal data, because also technology comes with other disadvantages, like I said. This is how people have been scammed. This is how people have been robbed of their hard-earned money because they somehow lost privacy and also their personal data. And also reduced human interaction is also another risk of overdependency, like I've mentioned over and over in the discussion. Cybercrime and online scams, you know, dependency on GPS, AI, and automation for simple tasks. So these are all the risks that come with overdependency on technology. Oh, yeah, I really yapped. It is now 13 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. I feel like this time really flew by. Yeah, this time really flew by. And let's quickly listen to sounds of Mary J. Blige. And then Luther Vandross. And then after Luther Vandross, I will come back and say my lovely goodbyes to you on this Sunday. So don't go away while here is Be Without You. I think this one, I should send it to all the lovers. I should send it out to all the lovers this Sunday, wherever you are with your loved one, with your lover. Well, this one is for you. And I'm sure you know this song. So please sing along to the song. Sing for your loved one who you are with. Tell them you cannot be without them.
Neither one of us knew why. We didn't build nothing overnight, cause a love like this takes some time. People swore it off as a phase, said we can't see that. Now from top to bottom, they see that we did that. Yes, it's so true that. Yes, we've been through it. Yes, we got right. Yes, see baby, we've been too strong for too long.
And I can't be without you, baby.
Baby, yeah. See, baby.
come or always stay.
No matter what,
good or bad,
thick and thin,
right or wrong,
all day, every day.
Hey, now if you're down on love or don't believe, this ain't for you.
No, this ain't for you.
And if you got it deep in your heart and deep down you know that it's true.
Come on.
Well, let me see you put your hands up.
Listening to The Crossover with Abigail.
It is Luther Vandross, Your Secret Love, bringing us to 4 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock. And this is where I say my lovely goodbyes to you, dear, beautiful, beloved listeners. So technology is likely to remain a major part of modern life, but the challenge may be finding balance. While digital tools continue to improve convenience and communication, many people are questioning how much dependency is too much. So thank you so much for joining in today's discussion on Are We Too Dependent on Technology in 2026? Well, from me, Abigail, it is adios. I will see you next Sunday, which is the 24th of May, 2025. Well, do stay tuned for Eagle Spot Zone that is coming up next from the hour of 6 right up until the hour of 8 o'clock. Why am I about to choke when I am saying my goodbyes to you? So I'm leaving you with the sounds of Whitney Houston with I Look to You. I look to you. I look to you. Bye-bye.
As I lay me down, heaven hear me now. I'm lost without a cause, after giving it my all. Winter storms have come, and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you. I look to you. After all my strength is gone, in you I can be strong. I look to you. Fighting left, sinking to rise no more, searching for that open door. And every road that I've taken led to my regret, and I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Nothing to do but
strength is gone. In you I can be strong. I look to you. To you.